This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's not a volcanic eruption yet, but huge clouds of steam have been rising above Mount St. Helens in southwest Washington today. One plume enveloped the summit for some 30 minutes. Scientists say pressure appears to be building inside the volcano as molten lava or magma presses upward. The devastating eruption of Mount St. Helens in May of 1980 caused the largest landslide in recorded history. 57 people were killed. Dan Miller has been monitoring the recent activity. He's with the United States Geological Survey at the Cascades Volcano Observatory near Mount St. Helens.
We have quite a sophisticated monitoring network at Mount St. Helens that includes seismic monitoring and deformation monitoring and volcanic gas monitoring. So those are the three tools that we're using to monitor Mount St. Helens. And while they can tell us that magma is getting shallower and closer to the surface, these monitoring tools cannot, unfortunately, tell you the day or the time when this magma is going to reach the surface.
You mentioned that one of the things you monitor is gas emissions, and I was curious to read about a smell that's been detected, a strong smell of rotten eggs that would indicate hydrogen sulfide. How is that measured? Who's evaluating that smell?
Okay, well, we have a gas team here at the U.S. Geological Survey office in Vancouver, Washington. And this team has some sophisticated equipment that we install in a helicopter or in some cases in a fixed-wing airplane. It's basically a tube that sticks out of the front of the helicopter or the airplane into the air. And what we do is fly back and forth daily and sometimes twice a day for the past week, sniffing, so to say, right above the volcano. And we suck gas in or air in through this tube and run it through some machines that can detect carbon dioxide and hydrogen sulfide and sulfur dioxide, which are three of the diagnostic gases that we expect to see from magma.
How close in can they fly?
Well, they can fly within 50 to 100 feet of the ground if they believe it's safe to do so.
Now, I understand your crew also put a new measuring instrument on the dome itself yesterday, lowered it down. Explain what that was all about and how it worked.
Well, last week, our team went out, I think it was last Monday, a week ago, actually, and repaired a GPS deformation station that was located on the dome. And so we had nice data coming in showing what we began to see as small movements of that station on the dome up until Friday morning. And then Friday morning, there was a small steam explosion. And that steam explosion destroyed the GPS station and a co-located seismic station. So at that point, it left us a little bit blind. So yesterday, a small USGS crew flew out in a helicopter and landed very briefly on a part of the dome and installed a new GPS monitoring station there. And they put it on the ground and set it up and stabilized it and then took off and flew out of there.
That has to be extremely frightening work.
It's pretty scary work. Frankly, when I heard that they had done that in the afternoon, I was pretty much surprised. I mean, we all cheered because we need that data stream. But it's not the sort of thing that, frankly, that I probably would have done because it's a pretty risky place to be right now.
Dr. Miller, are you getting a sense, based on the information that you have now about this volcano, that we're looking at something cataclysmic that's about to happen here, or just sort of run-of-the-mill volcanic activity?
We do not think we're looking at the precursors to something catastrophic. What we expect is probably some explosive eruptions over a period of days or weeks, and probably the emplacement of some kind of a lava dome in the crater.
Well, Dr. Miller, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Dan Miller is a research geologist with the United States Geological Survey.